the Skagway Borough Assembly narrows down its search for a new borough manager. And Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium files a lawsuit against several opioid manufacturers and distributors. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Southeast Alaska's summer season for commercial salmon trolling has been extended through the end of the month. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced a 10-day extension earlier this week. By regulation, trolling in the region ends September 20th, but can be extended depending on the strength of the coho salmon runs. However, the department's projection of what the final coho catch will be has dropped since August because of near-record low of trollers out fishing in the late season and reduced seine fishing. By mid-September, the troll fleet catch of coho had topped 910,000 fish. That's under half of the 2017 catch and just over half of the long-term average for the troll fleet. According to a press release, the department expects escapement goals to be met, meaning enough fish will make it back to spawning streams. That means most of the region will have the 10-day troll extension. However, some waters in the southern panhandle near Ketchikan closed September 20th because of below-average returns to streams in northern British Columbia. Trollers have been targeting both coho and chum salmon since the second king salmon opening in August. The Skagway Assembly is moving forward towards the hire of a new borough manager. At last night's assembly meeting, the assembly heard the top three recommendations from the manager search committee. Assemblymember Dave Brenna reported to the assembly that the manager search committee had reviewed the 11 applicants for the position and recommended three candidates as the top choices to advance in the process. Among those three is Sam Keto, the current state legislator from District 33, representing the Northern Lynn Canal communities, as well as Gustavus and parts of Juneau. Keto's term is up in January, and he is not seeking re-election. The other two candidates who the committee recommended to advance in the process are Jack Arda, an attorney from Manhattan, Illinois, and Dave Milleron, the current city manager of Hogansville, Georgia. The assembly passed a motion to forward the three candidates to the second step in the manager consideration. The assembly voted last week to keep the position opened until filled, which means more applications can come in and any of the new applications may be advanced to the second stage of consideration as well. The assembly is set to review the candidates and conduct both telephone and in-person interviews beginning in October. Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium announced today that they have filed a lawsuit against several opioid manufacturers and distributors in light of what Search claims is their role in the nationwide opioid epidemic, and particularly cited the devastating impact opioids have had on the Alaska Native communities in Southeast Alaska. According to a release from the Regional Healthcare Organization, the pharmaceutical companies have engaged in marketing and distribution of opioid medications that have led to the drugs being misused and abused widely throughout the country and in Alaska. Among the companies named in the suit is Purdue Pharma, the manufacturer of OxyContin. The state of Alaska also filed suit against Purdue Pharma in 2017. That litigation is ongoing. The Haines Farmers Market is wrapping up for the season. Since June, dozens of vendors have met at the Southeast Alaska State Fairgrounds to sell a variety of handmade goods and local produce. On a crisp, clear Saturday morning, shoppers stroll through the Payson's Pavilion at the fairgrounds. A string band strums along on a stage above the makeshift market stall set up by farmers, knitters, bakers, and vendors of all sorts of goods. Melina Shields is a co-manager of the Haines Farmers Market. She says it started a few years ago to sell off surplus vegetables grown in the Chilkat Valley.
So it's grown from being just trying to get rid of too many zucchinis to really a very lively and wonderful event.
Shield says that the market has hosted 15 vendors this summer and sees at least 100 visitors every Saturday.
The farmers market provides a wonderful opportunity for people who maybe are more inclined to just be home bakers but want to share some of their goods. There's low pressure. They can roll in, sell their goods. They can come once a season. They can come five times a season. And I also feel like in an age where we're talking a lot about food security, it's a really great opportunity to support our local farmers.
Sally Boisvert is selling a variety of vegetables from Four Winds Farm. She says the hot, dry summer has had an impact on the kind of crops on offer.
Last summer was really great for potatoes and carrots and things that liked a lot of moisture and cool. But this year was great for tomatoes and cucumbers and zucchini. Way too many zucchini.
Vendors at the market sell everything from jams to pottery to hand-knitted beanies. Cynthia Johnson sells pesto with locally foraged ingredients. She says that the market fosters a strong sense of community between vendors.
We love all the other vendors. It's kind of become a community in itself. We have people that return every week to see what pesto we've created, and it's just kind of a, it's become a tradition for us. So we've actually had people from out of town come and chat with us about what we do, and then we'll actually take them mushroom hunting or berry picking, and so, you know, providing the same experience that we have and sharing it with people that are local and beyond.
There's more to the market than local products. This year, the band Extended Play has provided live music, and a free art table is on offer for kids of all ages. The art table is run by Betsy Shiner. Every Saturday, she brings oil pastels, watercolors, colored pencils, crayons, and all sorts of art supplies so kids can make masterpieces.
I used to work with kids a lot, and I really missed that. So, and I also really like to do art, and I had a lot of art supplies kind of just sitting around at my house. And I wanted to bring art into the community, and there are a lot of kids running around oftentimes at the farmer's market with nothing to do. And so this is a nice central space to bring people together, and kids of all ages have joined us all summer for art. It's been great.
The last farmer's market of the season is September 29th. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.